Yeshiva is learning Psachim this year, and the Gemara in Psachim has an interesting line on Daf Nun Amud Aleph. The Gemara talks about people who go to Olam Habo. So the Gemara has an expression, Ashrei mi shebo lekan v'talmuda biyodoi. So the pshat in the Gemara is a person should review his learning, so when he goes to the Olam Emes, he'll have everything in his mind. But I was told last year when Rabbi Abisfeld passed away that he left instructions during his lifetime that when they bury him, they should bury his Gemara Chulin with him. Literally, Ashrei mi shebo lekan v'talmud biyodoi, the word tzaddikim, the word talmid chachamim, who left such instructions. His Gemara Chulin with the Yoredei, that's what he learned by Rab Soloveitchik. That's what stood out most in his mind. My special connection with Rabbi Arbisfeld was that for many years, the Rav, Rav Soloveitchik, used to give a shir in Manhattan in the Maria Synagogue. Those of you who remember, it was a rented room, rented office space in an office building on Broadway and 80th Street every Tuesday night. So a group of Balabatim would come every Tuesday night. A lot of people would come from out of town. People had to be in New York for business. They would make sure they'd be in New York on a Tuesday to attend the Tuesday night shiur. So Rabbi Arbisfeld was one of that group. And when a little over 40 years ago, when Rab Soloveitchik, first he learned Gemara Brachas for over 10 years, then he learned Gemara Megillah for quite a few years, then he learned a little bit Tainus, then he started Sanhedrin, the Beis Amud Aleph, and he said it's too difficult for him, it's too much for him. He's straining himself too much. So he discontinued this year. So a group of Balabatim, and I think Beroshim was Rabbi Arbisfeld, contacted me and they asked me to continue this year. So this is over 40 years that I give this year, the Queen Shear. The group of Balabatim purchased the Gemara Sanhedrin from the Shul Maria, and they started the Shear in Queens. So that started my special relationship with Rabbi Arbisfeld. And over the years, he was extremely helpful to me and to a few other rabbeim and yeshiva to see to it that we made a reasonably decent parnasah, Baruch Hashem. And of course, he felt so indebted to the yeshiva for everything. I was thinking that maybe we have an idea. Divrei HaRav, Divrei HaTalmud, Divrei Mishaymin. I'm sure Rabbi Arbisfeld and many of you would rather listen to things that Rav Soloveitchik said rather than listen to what I have to say. So I prepared a few inyanim on Sfiras HaOmer. The Gemara in Menachos Daf Samach Vav has a machloikis where the Sfiras HaOmer bizman hazeh is a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan. Why should it be a din d'rabbanan? Well, a dinim in the chumash, a dinim d'oraisa. So the pashat pshat is because you start counting sfira from the day that you bring the mincha so'imer. So this man shein beis hamikdash kaim, there is no mincha so'imer. So Rav Soloveitchik used to say that Rav Chaim thought that that cannot be the pshat. What happens if one year, for some reason or another, they weren't able to bring the mincha so'imer bisman hamikdash? So you mean to say that if there was an oinus and they didn't bring the mincha so'imer, so that year sfira so'imer would only be the rabbanon? Rav Chaim thought that it didn't make any sense. So why should there be an opinion that Sfira Samer Bizman is as the Rabbanon? So Rav Chaim thought that it depends on the Chiyuv Mincha Sa'omer. So what's the issue whether Sfira Samer today is the Raisa the Rabbanon? So he said that depends whether the Kedusha Samigdush is Kitchel Lashaita be Kitchel Asilavai, or we assume that after Churban Abayi is Lo Kitchel Asilavai. If the Makam HaMikdash retains its Kedusha even after the Churban HaBayis, so then theoretically it's possible to be Makrid Mincha Zayma today. The Arabs won't let us. Okay, it'll start a world war over there. But theoretically there is a Chiyuv to bring Mincha Zayma today. So that's where Rav Chaim suggested that perhaps the Machlik is Halacha L'maisa between Tosfos and the Rambam. In Shulchan Aruch, the accepted opinion is like Tosfos, that's Sfira Samer Bizman as the Rabbanan. And the commentaries all point out that from the Rambam would appear that his opinion is that Sfira Samer Bizman Hazeh is the Raisa, that nothing changed. So Rav Chaim suggested that maybe this is Lishitosam, that the Shitas HaRambam clearly is in Hilchas Beis HaBchira that the Mokam HaMikdash retained its Kedusha even after the Churban HaBayis. So today there's still a Chiyuv to bring Menchas HaOmer. We can't do it because there's an Oinus, but just like this Man HaBayis, if there would be an Oinus, since there was theoretically, there was a Chiyuv to bring Menchas HaOmer, so there should be a Chiyuv Menatar to count Sfira. And the Bali HaTosfos perhaps were of the opinion that Loikit Shalosi Lova, so there's no Chiyuv to bring Menchas HaOmer today. Then Rav Soloveitchik suggested another possibility that even if one were to assume that according to the Bali HaTosfos, Mokam HaMikdash is Kitchel Asilov, it's a Machloikas Tanoim and a Machloikas in the Gemara and a Machloikas the Ramam and the Raibet had a Paskin, whether Kitchel Asilov or Loikitchel Asilov. So the Gemara says that if Mokam HaMikdash is Kitchel Asilov, then Makriv and Afal Pishem Bayis, you're able to be Makri Kodban, you need a Mizbeach. But you don't need the whole Beis HaMikdash in a state of that it should be bonui. So even if one should hold Makriv and Apishem Bayis, there's a famous line in the Sefer Achinuch that Makriv and Apishem Bayis means that it's only a Rishus, it's not a Chayva. The Galatian Achrayim came up with this without realizing that there was such a line in the Sefer Achinuch. So I thought it was a Galatian Pshetel that it was a Loinit on the Hayomer, but then I saw the Stipler in the Sefer Anzwachim quotes Sefer Achinuch writes like that. And this idea, if I reference a few difficult Rambams, so there's a possibility that the Rambam also holds like that. Makriv min apishem bayis does mean that you're obligated to bring the korbanos, just means that you're permitted to bring the korbanos. Rav Soloveitchik suggested maybe the mechayev to count sfiras ha'omer d'oraisa is not the actual hakrovas minchas ha'omer, but the chiyuv, like Rav Chaim suggested. And even if one should assume that, according to Tosfos, kitchel osi lovay, but it's permissible to bring the minchas ha'omer, but you're not obligated to. So one could say that if you're not obligated, it's the chiyuv to bring minchas ha'omer that's mechayev to count sfira. But if there's no chiyuv bizman, it's only a b'shus, then there's room to say that sfira ha'omer is only the rabban. So this is perhaps the machloikas, the Rambam and Tosfos, whether the chiyuv sfira ha'omer bizman hazeh is the Raisa the Rabbanim. In the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaba quotes from the Rav Yo. The Rav Yo was one of the Bali HaTosfos. Once in a while, Tosfos quotes from the Rav Yo. The Rav Yo has the following Shaila. A person says the Brocha, Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Kiddushonu V'Mitzvotu V'Tzivanu, and he thought today was the 18th day of Sfira. Then by the time he gets to the end of the Brocha, he realizes, no, today's the 19th day. So he says correctly, today is the 19th day. So the Shaila is, but at the beginning when he said the Shema Malchus, he thought that he's going to say 18. And then he ends up by saying 19. So the Rav Yo relates this to the topic discussed in the Gemara and Brochus at the end of the first parak. Person has a cup of beverage in front of him. He thought that it was wine. So he starts the Brocha, Brocha Hashem, Alakeinu Melech HaOlam, Al Das, thinking that he's going to end off and say Borei Pri HaGofen. Then when he realizes that it's not wine, that if he says it's beer, he's going to say bar piagof and he won't be yotze anything. It'll be a bracha levatolah. So he corrects himself and he says, shakol me yevidvara. So the Gemara has an ibayah delip. So there are different interpretations in the suffix. That's the poshib shot. So the Gemara has a suffix since at the time that he said the shemu malchus, the beginning of the bracha, he thought that he's going to end up bar piagof, which would not be a valid bracha. Even though he corrected himself and the text of the bracha was perfect, it said from the beginning to the end, Shakol Niyabidvara, this is an Ibai Daleif Shita Nigmar. So how do we paskin? So Taisus on that Gemara quotes on the Rif that Safik Bracha is Lahakil. Safik Bracha is Lahakil because bracha is only the Rabbanan. Once in a while, when you have a bracha that's the Raisa, let's say in Shulchan Aruch, it says if the person ate a filling meal, he ate Kedei Sviya, and then he's a little tipsy and he doesn't remember whether he recited Bichas HaMozn or not. So it says in the Shulchan Aruch, Safik Brachas LaHachmen, because that's a Safik Deraisa LaChumer. But if he didn't eat Kedei Sviya or any other bracha, that's only the Rabbanon, so then you say Safik Brachas LaHakel. So the Rav Yoas adds on, that's only because Sfira Sa'imeb is Manazeh is the Rabbanon, that's why we paskin Safik Brachas LaHakel. But if the Shaila would have occurred, Bizman HaMikdash, Rav Yos from the Bali HaTosfos, they assume, like it says in the Maskanas HaGemara, in Menachos Dav Samach Vav, that Sfira Sa'imeb Bizman HaZeh is only the Rabbanon. So the Rabbi Yos says, if this Shaila would have come up, his Ban Abayis, that he starts the Brach Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, I'll ask to count 18, and then he corrects himself and he says 19, we would say Safik Brachas LaHachmer, because Sfira Simon Bizman HaMikdash is their ice. So this is a Peladike Rabbi Yos. They quote in the notes of Rabbi Elvala Soloveitchik on the Gemara Menachas, on that Gemara, Rabbi Elvala said he doesn't understand. The Nusach HaBrach is exactly identical. When you say 18 and 19, the Brach is the same. Al Sfira Soima, that's the end of the Brach. It's same whether 18 and 19. It's not like Bar Piagof and Shakon Libedvorah, that if you would end up Bar Piagof and on beer, on Shichra, you wouldn't be Yotze. But here it's the exact same text of the Brach. So what does it have to do with the Gemara in the end of the first parak in Brach? So Rabbi Elvala, they quote Rabbi Elvala as Tekasha, and he didn't have a teretz. So Rabbi Soloveitchik pointed out that the Bi'ur Agro asks the Kasha and gives the teretz. The Bi'ur Agro on that sif and Shulchan Aruch. Bi'ur Agro writes that everybody has one, when you look in a normal sitter, so the sitter says, he said, Brach, Shek Hashem Tasson, Al Sfira, so everybody says, Amen. Then you say, Hayom, Yamechad, Bo'ema, Hayom, Shnei, Amin, Bo'ema. The Rav Yoah writes that you don't say like a, you don't answer Amen after Al Sfira Sa'imer. The Sfira Sa'imer mitzvah is fulfilled in the form of a bracha, that you add a shin, you say, Asher Kedushan v'mitzvah v'tzvon Al Sfira Sa'imer, Sheh Hayoim, Yoim Echad Ba'imer, and everybody answers Amen after you finish the Sfira. There are some mitzvahs that you fulfill in the form of a bracha, let's say Kiddush. You recite, you mention that today is a holy day, Shabbos and Yom Tov is a holy day, a special day, unique, everything is different, the Korah Brachas, and you fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush in the form of a bracha. So the Rav Yoah is of the opinion that Sfira Sa'im is fulfilled in the form of a bracha. So it comes out, if you plant, and if you hear somebody counting Sfira, you don't say Amen after he finishes Al Sfira Sa'im. You're in the middle of the bracha, you only say Amen after he finishes Shehayoyim Yamechad Ba'im, then you say Amen. Because the mitzvah of Sfira Sa'im is fulfilled in the form of a bracha. So it comes out that if he thought he's going to count 18, he was going to end off the bracha by saying 18. And when he corrects himself and he finds out that it's 19, he ends off the bracha by saying today is the 19th day. So it's exactly the same as the Nusach, the same as the Shaila and the Gemara. He thought that it was a cup of wine, he was going to say Bar Piagofim. Then he corrects himself and he ends off Shakon the Yibadvari. He had the Chsimas HaBracha doesn't correspond to what he thought he was going to say when he said the Shema Malchus. Rav Soloveitchik pointed out that the Bi'ur Agro asks the Kasha and gives the Teretz. Rav Soloveitchik had his famous interpretation in the sheet of the Bahag, the Bali HaTesis, and other Mishonim quote from the Sefer Halachas Gedolos. Every so often, Tesis will quote something from the Bahag. They don't really agree with the Bahag, but they don't think that it's right. But out of respect, the Bahag lived in the days of the Gaonim. So out of respect for the Bahag, they don't want to violate his opinion. So take, for example, by women reading the Megillah for men. So the Bahag understood in the Gemara, Afen hoy b'yasanes, women are obligated to read the Megillah, but the obligation of the women is not on the same level as the obligation of the men. And therefore, if the din, let's say a child before bar mitzvah will read the Megillah to be motzi an adult, so that's a machlekes hatanoim. In the Mishnah, we assume machlekes abuna nachachamim. In the Mishnah Megillah, we assume that a katan has a lower level chiyuv. The katan is only mechuyev mitam chinuch. He's a trader rabbanon, and everybody else is a chader rabbanon. The way Tosfos presents it, so the katan is considered ena mechuyev bedavar. He cannot be moitzi the adults who are achader rabbanim. So the same over here, the Bahag had a chiddush that a woman is obligated to read the Megillah, but the women are not on the same level chiv as the men. So therefore, a woman cannot be moitzi men. So we really don't paskan like the Bahag. When you have a difficult situation, a big shas hatchak, and the only way that a man can be yotze mikra Megillah is his wife is going to read for him. So we pass kamikar adin that it is good against the Bahag. Well, chatchila, we always avoid that out of respect for the Bahag. So the same here by Sfira Sa'im. The Bahag came up with a big chiddush that since it says Sheva Shabbos Tmimais, so the Gemara has a discussion, what is the expression Tmimais teach us? What halacha is that? So the Gemara says the word Tmimais teaches us that the Sfira should be Balayla as opposed to Bayom. Every day on the calendar consists of two parts, Vayera Vayivoke. First, you have the nighttime, then you have Hayoim Hacha, Hoylach Acher Halaylo. So, if people will count Sfira in the daytime, so the Sfira will only be chal on that half of the day, on the Kaladark, it will only be chal on the daytime, it won't be chal on the nighttime. And it then requires Tmima, as much of the day as possible, should be included in the Sfira Soimer. In fact, there's a further machlokes, Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, further machlokes, should you count Sfira as early as possible in the night, so as many minutes, as many hours, and as many minutes of the whole 24-hour unit of the calendaric day should be included in the Sfira. That's how Tosfos says. And Tosfos says that Bizman Hazeh, since Sfira Saim is only the Rabbanon, so someone would count Bein Hashmashos, who would be Yotze, because Sfeika the Rabbanon Lekula. So we would recommend that today, Lechatchila, since B'diyevet it's good, so we would recommend Lechatchila, you should count during Bein Hashmashos every day, every night. Why? In order to have the full 24 hours, as much as possible, included in the Sfira. And Rav Soloveitchik pointed out from the Rambam, it would appear not so, that there's no Midas Chassidus to count as early as possible. That's a person, the boys in the yeshiva daven at the 10 o'clock minyan at night. So they're going to count Sfira after 10 o'clock. So in the Shulchan Aruch it says, after Tzeisel Kacham, you should count earlier. Why should you wait till 10 o'clock? It's already going to be Tzeisel Kacham at 9 o'clock. Before 9 o'clock, it's going to be 8:30, it'll be Tzeisel Kacham before 8:30. So count as early as possible. So he pointed out, this Machloikas, Tosfos and the Rambam, that you want to have as much of the day included in the Sfira as possible, whether it means you should have the unit of night and the unit of the day, or you should have as many minutes as possible. It appears in Hilchos Shabbos as well. The Gemara says you should recite Kiddush Leil Shabbos. If you didn't recite Kiddush Leil Shabbos, you recite Kiddush in the day of Shabbos. And the Ramban al HaTorah on Parshas Yisro, on the Pasuk Zochar Shabbos Lekadshei, writes that reciting Kiddush on Shabbos, in a certain sense, is Mekadesh the Yom HaShabbos. The Shabbos is clear the Kaima from Sheshes Mei Bereshes, but when we recite Kiddush, we are endowing Shabbos with an additional level of Kedusha, Kedusha B'day Odom. It had Kedusha B'day Shamayim, Kviyah V'Kaima from Sheshes Mei Bereshes. But when we recite Kiddush, the Ramban compares it to the Kiddush Mishnasa Chamishim Shonu, that the Bez Nagorol endows the Shnasa Yovel with Kedusha. So we should endow the Shabbos, even though the Shabbos already has Kedusha, Kedusha B'day Shamayim, we should recite Kiddush and endow Shabbos with an additional level of Kiddush. So you should. So the Gemara says you should say Kiddush Balayla rather than wait till the daytime. So does this mean you should recite Kiddush at night, so both the night and the day are included in your act of Kiddush? Or does it mean you should recite Kiddush as early as possible at night? A lot of people come home and they sing Shalom Aleichem and they sing Yesh Chayel and they sing all kinds of piyutim before they get to say Kiddush. Is that right? And they give their children brachas. They do a lot of things before they say Kiddush. So in Shulchan Aruch, they quote that one should recite Kiddush as early as possible in the night, just like by Sfira Soimer. Shulchan Aruch quotes the Shitas Baalei HaTosfos. Rav Soloveitchik pointed out that the two seem to be not identical, but very similar. The Tosfos Shita is by the Sfira Soimer, you should include as many minutes as possible of the 24-hour unit of the day of Sfira. So the same by Kiddush, you should be Mekadosh as much of the 24 hours as possible. You recite Kiddush as early as possible. You can say the Shalom Aleichem with the Esh Yischayel after the Kiddush. You can say it after you say Amotzi also. Mashenik in the Rambam seems, no, as long as you say Kiddush Balayla. You've included both the Laila and the Yom in the reciting of Kiddush. And by Sfira Sam, it should be Balayla. So the Gemara says that the word Tamimus means that the Sfira should be Chal on both the Laila and the Yom. The Ba'ah came up with a new idea that Tamimus means that if you missed one day, all the days together constitute one big Hemshech. And Tamimus requires that you shouldn't even miss one day. So we don't really paskan like the Bahag, but out of respect for the Bahag, so we leave out the Brocha. So that's why if there's any other tzad sofik, let's say one forgot to count Sfira Balayla, then there's a machlokes and Mishnah where you count by Yom. So we would count by Yom, believe Brocha, sofik lechumra. Why not if Sfira Sam is the rice, and sofik the rice lechumra, even Mr. Rabban, you have nothing to lose over here. So we would count Sfira by Yom B'li Brocha, and then the next night we would continue to count with that Brocha. Because it's not outright in contradiction to the Bahag. So it doesn't constitute such a bizoyan that we're going against the Bahag. So this is the famous opinion of the Baal Halachas Gedolos that Tmimus adds on a din, that if you missed one day, you lose your opportunity to count. So the Minchas Chena has a famous shaila, what about a cotton shehigdil in the middle of the sphira? I have three sons, so one of my sons was born in the middle of sphira, so he had that shaila. Cotton shehigdil, so the counting of sphira that he did before he becomes bar mitzvah was only on a level of the Rabbanon. So later on, after he becomes bar mitzvah, can he continue to count with a bracha? If the sphira before was only on a level of the Rabbanon, is there still a din of chinuch after a person becomes bar mitzvah? There's still a din of chinuch. So he's mechuyev to count mit the Rabbanon mitam chinuch. Maybe I should say, no, there's no chinuch on a gadol. Either the gadol is mechuyev mikarat din, or he's not mechuyev. There's no chinuch on a gadol. So, and if you hold that, it's only, if you hold that that there's no chinuch after the child becomes bar mitzvah, then the question is whether the counting when he was katan is zayla or not. Does that help to be considered tamimus? Because on the level of the Raisa, he was mechuyev to count before. Well, let's say the Nedi Bihuda is quoted by the Shari Tshuva, and that's Simon Asfira Sima Tov Peites. Nedi Bihuda has a shaila, what if someone is an Oinen? Somebody died in the middle of Sphira, so the relatives are Oinenim, so an Oinen is not permitted to fulfill any mitzvahs. So he's going to miss Sphira Sima one night, maybe even more than one night. So if one is an Aninus and he missed Sphira Sa'imer, so do you say he's not allowed to do any mitzvahs? There's a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos, but the Oinen is potter from doing mitzvahs, so he's forbidden. So we're machma like Tosfos, the Oinen is forbidden from doing mitzvahs. So if he's not going to count Sphira, it's going to affect the future. Even after the Aninus is going to be over, he's only going to be in one or two days. After the Aninus is over, he won't be able to say a bracha on the Sphira Sa'imer. So the Nadi Bihuda raises the possibility, maybe the din that the Oinen is not allowed to do mitzvahs is only with respect to mitzvahs that are relevant today, right now. But if there's a mitzvah that if it's going to affect the future also, then maybe then the Oinen is mechuyev to count Sphira. So Rav Soloveitchik thought regarding both of the issues, the Minchas Chinuch Sofik regarding a cotton and the Dion and Yehuda regarding the Oinen, he thought that Pshat and the Bahag was not the way the Prima Godim understood, that since that the Bahag thinks just like the Rambam writes, a Dalam Minim Shebelulav, the Mishnah says in Menachas, Dalam Minim Shebelulav Ma'akvim Zeh Zeh, the Romi Akiv, if you don't have the Estruk, the Lulav, Hadas Man Arabis, that you don't say a bracha, you don't shake the lulav, there's no kiyum at all. So the Prima Godim understood that that's Pshat and the Bahag. The Bahag understood Tamimus teaches you that all 49 spheres are one big mitzvah. So they thought, not necessarily so. He thought maybe the Pshat and the Bahag was different. He just meant to say that you have to have hamshechus, you have to have hamshechius, you have to have continuation in the count. If you didn't count 18, how can you count 19? You have to have a hemshech. And the Iker Adin, Rov HaRishonim don't agree with the Bahag. So he said the Loshin in the Sefer HaChinuch, when he rejects the Bahag, most of the Rishonim reject the Bahag, but just out of respect for the Bahag, because he was from the days of the Goyim, so that's why we leave out the Bracha. So the Loshin of the Sefer HaChinuch is, we paskan that he does count, and he says the Bracha, Monim, call Yisrael. He continues to count, but the rest of the Jewish nation, what does that mean? This issue, how can you count 19 if you didn't count 18? There's no hemshechius. So he says, no, all of Klal Yisrael counted 18 last night. This person didn't count. The people in this community, there was some oinus, all the people in this community didn't count. But the people, the Jewish people in the rest of the world did count. So there is hemshechius. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik said. If the kotan counted, there's certainly a kiyum. So even if he say on the level of the Raisa, he wasn't the chuyev, but he was counting. So he can, let's say, he becomes bar mitzvah on the 18th day of Sphira. He counted the first 17 days. Even if you say, on the level of the Raisa, he wasn't mechuyev, and the katnu does a mitzvah, the katnusa doesn't help for later on the gadlusai. But over here, he doesn't have to do it b'toras mitzvah. He was counting the first 18 days, and then there is a continuation in his counting. The same Rav Soloveitchik said regarding the oinen. He says, Lamaisa, the same as the Nadi Bihuda, but for a different explanation. Nadi Bihuda was Mesupik, whether the Oinen is potter, the Oinen is not allowed to do any mitzvahs. Does that only apply to mitzvahs that are only relevant right now? Or what about a mitzvah like Sphira Sa'imer? If I won't count today, this will ruin my opportunity to continue to count the rest of the days with a bracha. So that if Yehuda Misafek recommended, maybe he should sail Svira without a bracha, because maybe he is mechuyev to it. So the Sheik said, no, Zolzain, that he's not allowed to fulfill the mitzvah. He should count today's day, if he's an Einan on the 18th, he should say today's the 18th day of Svira with Tavana Shalolot says. But he counted, so there's no Hapsoka in the minyan. There is a continuation, and there's a Hemshechius in his counting. We all know that by the Hasidim, they don't count Svira before the Seder by the Mistagnim. They count Svira right after Ma'ariv, the second night of Pesach, and then they have the Seder. And by the Hasidim, they don't count Svira till after the Seder is over. That's why many Haggadahs, they have printed the Svira Seimer after the whole Seder is over on the second night of Pesach. So this is a Pella. How can you eat before you tzil Svira? The din is you're not allowed to eat before you do B'dikas Chametz, the Gemara says. The Mishnah says in Sukkah, you're not allowed to eat before you bench Esring. You're not allowed to eat before you listen to Tkiyah Shofar. Yeah. So how can they eat? What's their insistence, Dafka, on eating the food by the Seder, having the Seder before Svira Sayim? So in the Hasidish Svarim, they give a reason based on the Zohar. That the Zohar raises a question, why don't we recite Halal Shalom on Shvi Yishal Pesach, Zecha Lenes of Kriyas Yamsuf? Kriyas Yamsuf occurred on Shvi Yishal Pesach. So all the other days of Pesach, the Gemara says, Sukkot, you say Halal Shalom every day because Chalukim Mekor Ben Hasein. Whatever that means, Rav Soloveitchik had a beautiful explanation in that as well. But every day of Pesach is the same korban. It's one Kedushas Hayom for 7 days. So we will yotze already with the Halal Shalom that we said on the first day of Pesach. So you don't have to repeat. So what's the question? So the Gemara already gave the explanation why you don't say Halal Shalom every day, because it's one long Kedushas Hayom that extends for 7 days. So the Zohar is asking a different question, though. Why don't we say Halal Shalom on the last day, like on Chanukah? The Halal Shalom on Chanukah is Zecha Lenes. So why not say Halal Shalom on Shvi Yishal Pesach, Zechel Nesa Kriyas Yamsuf? So this, not because of Simchas Yontif. The 7 days of Sukkot, you say Halal once and you yotze. The Simchas Yontif is one act of Simchas Yontif for the whole Pesach. But on Chanukah, you say Halal Zechel Nesa. Why not say Halal Shalom on Shvi Yishal Pesach, Zechel Nesa Kriyas Yamsuf? So the Zohar gives the answer that it's not proper to recite Halal Shalom during the period of Sfira. Sfira is a time of Avelus, so Rav Soloveitchik explained in the Gemara in the Goinim, they talk about Avelus because of Nesa Talmidei Rabbi Akiva. It's Avelus over the death of Talmidei Rabbi Akiva. But apparently the Zohar thinks that there's an inyan of Avelus on the level of the Raisin. That the Zohar has such an idea that sometimes a person is tummy, he needs Shiv and he came 7 days. And sometimes if the whole nation is tummy, say he needs Shiv and he came 7 weeks. So we count Sfira Sa'imer 7 weeks, Latarena Mitumasenu. We say in the Trila, Latarena Mitumasenu, he needs Shiv and he came. So when a person is tummy, he's not allowed to enter the Beis HaMikdash. In a certain sense, anyone is tummy is observing a form of Avelus. He's far away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's not allowed to come into the Beis HaMikdash. So that's what the Zohar suggests, that it's not proper to recite Halal Shalom during Sfira. So that's the answer, why you don't say Halal Shalom on Shvi Yishal Pesach, Zecha Lenesa, Kriyas Yamsuf, because it's the middle of Sfira. So the Chassidish Yisraim say, but tomorrow morning, so that's why they have the minig that they say, and by the Seder, you're going to say Halal Shalom. In the end of the Seder. So that's not proper to set up the Sfira period and then to say Halal Shalom. Are you going to say Halal Shalom tomorrow morning anyway? And the davening say, no, that's Halal. That's not a Halal Shalom Zechel Enes. That's a Halal Shalom out of Simchas Yontif. That's a different story. So this is the Hasidish explanation that they give why they had the practice to insist not to count Sfira Seimer right after Ma'ariv, why they only count Sfira Seimer after the Seder is over. So Rav Soloveitchik explained the minhag differently. He said, if you look, we don't have any Rif on Kachim. The Rif only wrote on the Mesichtas that are relevant, Halacha L'maisa. So all the Dinam of Sfira Seimer appear in Menachah, so we don't have any Rif there. So the Rif, the very last page in the Rif on Psachim, he quotes all the Dinam of Sfira Seimer. And there the Baal HaMor and the Ravid and the Ran have discussions on the Din of Maaseiras HaYomim. So the Baal HaMor raises an issue. How come on Shmini Atzeres and Chutz La'aretz we sit in the Sukkah? The Gemara says, Mesa B'yasvina B'ruch Elohim Evarchina. We sit in the Sukkah because it's Tzveka D'yomim, maybe Shmini Atzeres is really Hoshana Rabbah. You have to sit in the Sukkah. And even though on every other Yontem Sheni Shel Golias, let's say the second night of Pesach, when we have a Seder, we say a bracha, Shekidishana v'metzoyis v'tzivanu, alachilas matzah, alachilas mar, we say Kiddush, we daven Musaf, we say brachas, even though it's only a Sveka D'yom, it's a make-believe Sveka D'yom, it's not even a real Sveka D'yom, we say brachas. So the Gemara says over here though, when you sit in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, basically, you don't say a bracha, why not? So different explanations are given by the Rishonim. So the Baal HaMor says, because it looks like a tarte disaster. You're davening, you're saying Kiddush, Yom HaShmini Chag V'Atzeres Hazeh. You're saying that HaShmini Atzeres. Then you're going to say a bracha L'Shem Basukah, so it's going to be a tarte disaster between the one bracha and the other. So that's what the Baal HaMor and the Ravid at the end of Pesachim have a whole discussion. How come we say a bracha on Sfiras HaOmer the first night? In other words, the first night of Sfira, the second night, Leil Yantav Sheni Shel Golias. But we're going to say Kiddush. We're going to say Kiddush and we're going to say that it's Yantav. If it's Yantav, so you're not supposed to count Sfira till the Machas HaShabbos tomorrow night. Isn't there a Tarte D'Sasri? So this is a whole discussion in the last page in the Rif. On Pesachim, a discussion there, you have the Ravid and the Baal HaMor learned Becharusa together. So each one wrote Hasagas on the other one, Sefer. So you have Hasagas HaRavid on the Baal HaMor there, where they both work on this topic of the Tarte D'Sasri. So that's how Rav Soloveitchik explained the Chassidish in Minig. He didn't give the background, he didn't give the Mokar from the Zohar that they give in the Chassidish Svarim. He rather gave a Mokar al Pi Halach, al Pi Nigla. There, the Baal HaMor also at the end of Pesachim raises an issue that the Ravid also talks about. Since we observe a Sveka D'Yoma, we act as if we're not sure which day is the first day of Yontav. So why don't we count Sfiras HaOmer with a Sveka D'Yoma? So the first night you count Hayom Yom Echad Ba'Emer. The second night we should really count Hayom Yom Echad Ba'Emer, Hayom Shnei Yomim Ba'Emer. Maybe the first day of Pesach was Erev Pesach. Maybe the second day of Pesach was really Yontav. Maybe by us, what we call Chutzlah is the first night Chol HaMoed. Maybe it's the first night Chol HaMoed. So we should say Hayom Yom Echad Ba'Emer and Hayom Shnei Yomim Ba'Emer. Maybe the first day Pesach was Yom. Just like we observe Sveka D'Yoma, why don't we observe Sveka D'Yoma and the Sfiras HaOmer? So the Baal HaMor and the Ravid talk about this kasha. So it's Yodua Reb Shimon Shkop and the Shari Yoshe quotes a teretz. He heard this teretz and he forgot where he saw it. He forgot to whom. He says it's not his teretz, but he likes it. He says the Gemara has in the first parak in Bob Mitzia, when you're counting Maisa Behema, the Gemara has a pasuk, Yikah Hasiri Yia Kodesh Lashem. So the Gemara says, Hasiri Vada Velay Hasiri Sofik. When you're counting, by the Gemara, Kofet Zechem and Amnuyim. You have to be able, a minion has to be Bibira, Bivadois. If you have a minion that's Bisofik, so that's not called a minion. So the Dvar Ram says, if you're going to count the second night of Sfira, you're going to say, Hayom Yom Echad Ba'Emer, Hayom Shnei Yomim Ba'Emer, you're going to count Misafik, that kills the whole mitzvah deraisa, because you're counting Allah Sofik, so it's not Bevadoes. So you don't introduce Sveka D'Yoma in order to kill the whole mitzvah. So Rav, so I remember when the Rav used to give the shir on Tuesday nights, every year, he gave so many shums. Every year, he would discuss different. Before Sfira, he would always discuss different aspects of Sfira. He put together everything that he said. You can put out a whole sefer just on Sfira Saimer alone. He said so much Torah. So when he would discuss this Dvar Avram, so we all thought he must have seen it in the sefer of the Dvar Avram. No, he spoke. He used to speak to the Dvar Avram and learning. When Rabbi Soloveitchik was in Berlin, in the university, so he would go. His father told him he should go. The Dvar Avram, the Kovner Rav, used to go to Potsdam for vacation. So his Rav Moshe Soloveitchik encouraged Rav Yoshe Ben Soloveitchik, he should go to visit Dvar Avram and talk to him and learning. So this is one of the things that he heard directly from him. He heard a few things from him. Whatever he quoted from the Dvar Avram is not based on the Sefer. I don't think he was familiar with the Sefer. He had discussed in learning with him. So he said that when Avraham told him this teretz, so he asked him, he meant to tell me that bizman that there was a real sveika diyoma, before the days of Abai Barabba when they fixed the luach kavua, there was a real sveika diyoma. He meant they didn't say a bracha. How can it be? Of course they said a bracha, and there was a real sveika diyoma, so they probably counted both. So that's so he didn't like that teretz. Rav Soloveitchik didn't like that teretz. He gave a different teretz, and he brought raya's for that. But the whole chumra of sveika diyoma is on the menigeh to malacha. Mikra din is on the menigeh to malacha. And Yantav doesn't apply with respect to anything else. And he showed a mocker in the Shulchan Aruch and Hilchas Rosh Hashanah to that idea. On the first day Pesach, we benched Tal. So we discontinue to say Saint Talamata, and we discontinue to say Masha Rochmer Rageshem, because in Eretz Yisrael, in the Middle East, that area in the summertime just never rains. People are going on vacation. The Eretz Yisrael in the summertime, no, they don't have to take an umbrella. They don't have to bring a raincoat. It's just not going to rain. And once in a long while, it rains. It rains for 3 minutes, and that's all. It rains a little bit, and that's all. It's very rare that it should rain at all in the summertime. So that's why you don't say the same Talmud. So the Shaila is, the Tur quotes his father, the Rosh, and we have it printed in the Tshuvas HaRosh, that he argued with the Chachmei Hador, with the other Rabbanim, when he originally, the Rosh lived in Germany, then he moved to Spain. So this, when he was in Spain, so he argued with the other Chachamim. He said, but by us, it rains every day of the year. We don't have a dry season in America. Where he lived in Spain, there is no dry season. Every day of the year, it rains, summer or winter. There is no dry season. So why don't we say the Saint Talamata all year long? So they didn't accept what the Rosh argued. So Rav Soloveitchik said that Rav Chaim's practice was that he felt the Rosh's taina was a shtarka taina. So Rav Chaim's practice was, the Gemara says in the end of the first parak in Tainus, that when the tzibur needs rain, then you say, v'sein talamot and baruch aleinu. When only a yochid needs rain, because of whatever I do for a living, I need rain in the middle of the dry season. So it's not right to say the Saint Talamot and Baruch Aleinu. The Yochid who needs rain should say in Shmak Aleinu, the Yochid should say the Saint Talamot. The Gemara there raises the question, Anshe Nineveh, the whole city has tens of thousands of Jews, and they need rain in the middle of the summertime. So should they say the Saint Talamot in Baruch Aleinu? So the Gemara says, no, they have sent to Shaila to Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, I think, so they're last off in the first parak in Tainus. So the Gemara says, no, all the Jews that live in Chutz Lortz are treated like Yechidim, and therefore they should say in Shmak Aleinu. They shouldn't say in Baruch Aleinu. They should say the same Talamot in Shmak Aleinu. So Rav Chaim had that practice that all summer long, when we leave out the same Talamot and Baruch Aleinu, he thought that maybe the Rosh was right, that really you should say in Baruch Aleinu. The din in the Gemara is that if one forgot to say the Saint Talamata in the wintertime, it's Ma'akid B'dieved, but if you say the Saint Talamata in Shmak Aleinu, then you're Yoytze. So he didn't want to go against the common Psak HaMukubal that you don't say the Saint Talamata in Baruch Aleinu, but you're always at Am, the Saint Talamata in Shmak Aleinu. So the Rav said he had that practice as well. He would say all summer long, Saint Talamata in Shmak Aleinu. But then he said he didn't know what Rav Chaim do with Mashiv HaRuach, because the Gemara says in the beginning of Maseches Tainus that it doesn't make sense. Mashiv HaRuach, you're not asking for the Mashiv HaRuach Merid HaGeshem, it's Ta'ori Hashem. It's describing the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's so powerful, he gives rain. So the Gemara says, if it's a season of the year that you're going to say the same Talamot, you're going to ask for the rain. So certainly you should say Mashiv HaRuach. We start saying Mashiv HaRuach and Shmini Hatzeres, even though we don't start to say the same Talamot until 60 days after the Tkufa, till December 4th. So we say Mashiv HaRuach at that season of the year, that time of the year that there's going to be rain, even though we don't actually need the rain till December 4th. So over here, where Rav Chaim was concerned, like the Rosh, that you say the same Talamot, so what did he do with Mashiv HaRuach Merid HaGeshem? So Rav Soloveitchik said he does know what his grandfather did. He says, maybe he said Marid Atol, but he does not, or maybe there's some other explanation. Maybe there's some other explanation. So Rav Soloveitchik said that was his personal practice. All summer long, he said Marid Atol, not because he davened Nusach Svarit, no, because he was going to say the same Talamata in Shmak Aleinu. And the Gemara says in the beginning of Tainus that it doesn't make sense to ask for Reim Saint Talamata if you're not praising Hashem by saying Mashiv HaRuach. So he would say Marvid Ato, because the Gemara says if it's the winter time and it's supposed to say Masharoch Marid Ageshem B'di'evid, it said Marid Ato, so the din is that B'di'evid Yoyotz. He says there may be some other answer. He does know that. In fact, the Chazon Ish writes otherwise. The Chazon Ish writes the same Talmater, when you're asking for rain, that depends what country you live in. So you have to say the same Talmater when your country needs rain. Masharoch, you're describing the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that doesn't depend on your particular community. That depends on Yerushalayim. So it could be that that's the Teretz. Maybe Merab Chaim didn't say Masha Baruch at all. Maybe he left that Marvid Ato because he thought like the Chazon Ish. But the Saint Talamata, that he thought that should depend on your country, that the Gemara says. Eretz Yisrael and Bavel are different. Eretz Yisrael, they say the Saint Talamata, Zayin Cheshvan. And in Bavel, they say the Saint Talamata, December 4th, 60 days after the Kufas Tishrei. So you see that depends on each country individually, but it could be the Masha Baruch, like the Chazon Ish, that depends on Yerushalayim. These are some of the many, many insights that Rav Soloveitchik mentioned regarding Inyanei Sfira Soemer and Inyanei Talamata. Rav Soloveitchik had family traditions on many, came out on every page in the Shulchan Aruch, he had a family tradition. And it's unfortunate that many of the Talmidim didn't understand. It's not that he doesn't hold from the Shulchan Aruch. He had traditions, Yechoshish, for this opinion, Yechoshish, for that opinion. Many of the students misunderstood that he just felt, you don't accept the Shulchan Aruch, and then you pass him whatever you don't please. That was not his attitude. He had very great respect for everything in the Shulchan Aruch. In fact, many minhagim that the Mishnah Berurah says nobody observes anymore. He was a big stickler for minhagim. You have to observe every minute that's mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch. But he had many family traditions that you machmer for this opinion, machmer for that opinion. There should be an ilui for the neshama of Rabbi Chaim Abbasfeld Zichron Livracha that he was so attached to Rav Soloveitchik. That's why he wanted his Gemara Chulin to go with him. Asher Misha Bolakama Talmud Abiyodi. He Zichro Baruch.